Hello, everybody. So it's great to be back with you, be back in the Micro Studio after a long absence due to a screwy YouTube account. And due to that same account and also to some other stuff happening, is that the universe has forced me into a quite a substantial technology upgrade here. I've ended up with a new computer and a new super router and a new video card and a new webcam and new software, which I've just halfway figured out how to work, and all this kind of stuff. So here we are, and here we go. I mean, just the thing continues to unfold on a daily basis here, and I'm just as much wonderment as you are. Probably a good deal more, actually. So what I wanted to talk about is that is this does tie in beautifully. I hadn't even thought about it, but I'll tie it. But I did not, during that whole time, I did not ask the question, why? Or why me? Why is this happening? You know, I mean, I spent about 2 grand, which I hadn't planned on doing. You know, that's a lot of money for a guy like me. And, but I never blinked an eye. I never fussed. I never felt like it shouldn't be this way. On on the 30 or 40 times that I tried to cut a video and YouTube would not let me, I never lost my temper. I'm bragging because this is just not Fred-like behavior. You know, I mean, it's probably the behavior that you expect of a spiritual teacher. But I mean, I'm just not an ordinary spiritual teacher. I'm just a guy, you know. You know, I'm just a guy that this whole thing was visited on. And so I'm just, you know, in just wonderment as the character changes. And it's wonderful. And we've talked about that before, that what's really happening is that just because we wake, awakeness is what awakes up is awakeness. Awakeness wakes up to itself. And that's immediate, just like a light switch. Bam! Oh, look at this. Wow, this is something. But these patterns, the unit's patterns, I mean, they don't just like wake up right away. They don't get replaced right away, and they don't change or anything like that. It takes time for awakeness to colonize the unit, and it's taking its sweet time here because it had a hell of a thing to deal with when it woke up in it. I mean, it was like, oh my God, there's been some kind of error. This is not the right unit. So, at any rate, there was never a why or a why me or anything like that. It just was just stunning to this. And what I'm suggesting here is that what would happen if we were to live in the absence of why? You know, one of the reasons I just did a post on this, and one of the reasons that I noticed that that people don't wake up or go right back to sleep after they do, or don't clear up, is because they have a precious victim stored. It's more valuable to them actually than living as a witness. And that sounds harsh, but it really is true. That's the way of it. Is that we? It's a. It is. It may not be a deliberate choice on a conscious level, but I promise you that it is. It is a choice, and it can only be overridden, so to speak, on a conscious level. That's what I see. I mean, in just the most bizarre way that we have to cooperate with the inevitable. I mean, that's just the truth. You know, it's all just happening. We're not doing any of this, but we still have to cooperate with the inevitable. It's going to happen anyway, but if we don't cooperate, man, it's going to be a storm here, and it may be, you know, it may be a very unpleasant storm. And so I never asked why, and I don't think I ask why about anything anymore. I mean, there's no point in asking why, because there's, you know, there the only answer for why ever is why not, you know. So I mean, because if you know, if I, God forbid, you should hear me saying why me, because if you hear me saying why me, is it's then here it is, why are things so good for me? That's the why me for here. Why have I been blessed like this? I have no idea. I promise you, I've not earned it. You know, I mean, we can go back to the karmic thing, but in this lifetime, I have not earned it. But here it is, and I'm trying to do my best by it. Because this, to go back to the theoretical teaching of this video, is this living in the absence of why. things get really quiet. You know, we've got this, why me, and why is this, and why is that? And it's the same thing that keeps, you know, I was talking to a woman this morning in a session, and like an introductory type session. And, you know, and she was been trying to figure this thing out. And all of us are. I know I did. I mean, it's just natural. It's what we do. We always depended on our minds to figure this thing out. But I very carefully took her through the notion. I mean, can you notice that it hasn't? You know, and it's and that it hasn't figured it out, and it's not gonna, because you've had 30 years so far, and it hasn't worked. So you need to just give up on the idea of that. You need to know the why and wherefore of everything. I tell people all the time, I don't know why this works. I just know it does work. So try this. And that's the truth. You can intuit and super intuit things that's what happens here that never used to happen. As you begin to trust awakeness, as you begin to come into awakeness, or you begin to get clearer or nearer to conscious awakeness, and it begins to move things around you, if you can manage to not fight that, manage to cooperate with that, and don't ask why, don't ask how. You know, just don't ask how. Just agree to do it, whatever it is. You know, when my YouTube account was screwed up, I mean, I had no idea anything about this software. I don't know anything about this crap. And yet here I am, you know, because I didn't ask how, and I didn't ask why, and I didn't ask when or any of that stuff. I just did it because that's the direction it was moving me in. I didn't have to do all this stuff. I didn't have to figure everything out. I blundered into it one step at a time. It's the same way that I gathered all this equipment. I mean, the first thing I bought I bought a nice mic some time ago, but I mean, the first thing I bought was like a new router, and I had no idea that I was going to go into all this other stuff. The next thing, it was like, well, I may as well go for broke. Just get by it all. And it was, there was no why to that. There's no where or how or anything like that. Call the man who builds your computers. Give him a credit card number. That's how, you know. And how you going to work it? We'll figure it out once we've got it. And that's the trust that it's pushing me in this direction. And it's not an accident, see? It's not like, oh, well, this, you know, because the direction it's pushing me in is never in conflict with God's will, although it can very often be in conflict with Fredness's will, right? So, and really Fredness has no will. Fred has will. And even though there's no Fred, he certainly shows up, and he has, and he seems to have a great deal of willpower, mostly in the form of resistance. So, Fred, when God's will conflicts with Fred's, Fred suffers, and he pouts, and and he storms around. He does whatever he got to do, and then he recognizes that nothing has changed except for the fact that he's gotten himself into a sour attitude. So now he throws all that down, and he begins to cooperate with whatever that movement is. I'm moving in this direction. Great. I mean, that's the best advice I can give, is watch which way the wind is blowing and be willing to move in that direction. And that's what I try to stay in. And honest to God, I do pretty well at it anymore. And life just changes completely. You know, this, I woke up somebody over the weekend and they said, oh my God, this means, and I said, yeah, that's exactly what it means. And what we're referring to is the fact that the world incredibly will actually rise to meet the view. And when you change your view of as looking at through the unit instead of as the unit, using the unit as the camera that it is instead of the photographer that it thinks it is, then the world begins to change. It begins to rise to meet that. It changes completely. It begins to rise to meet that view, because that, it just does. See, and there's again, because I was just about to say because, and I don't know why. I don't know why any of this happens. I don't know how it happens. So we could say living in the absence of how and why. Not just why, but living in the absence of how and why. Because it's unnecessary that we understand awakening. Oh my God. Or non-duality. You know, we find if we get a little handle on it intellectually, that's great. We get a big handle on it intellectual. And that may give us some context if it doesn't stand in the way of our awakening, but I promise you it can. I know somebody who I woke up about, you know, after about 40 years of trying, and, you know, and I think he's pretty well convinced that he's moved on past me now, which is fine, except for the fact that the evidence that I've seen doesn't point to it. So we have to be careful, because we always know what we know, but we got to leave the door open to, but we don't know what we don't know. And that's the humility. And I'm not very good at humility. I don't know much about it, but I know that that's a tool that will instill a little bit. So I try to use it. So what if we were to just start living as if everything was okay, and that everything that was happening was the way it was supposed to be happening? Wouldn't that change our attitudes? And wouldn't it change our reality? Wouldn't it change the way we see things? You know, and I'm not talking about just, you know, Pollyanna positive thinking, although there's nothing wrong with positive thinking, because it will change your reality, because you'll be looking for solutions instead of problems. And this is not about positive thinking, I promise you that. This is not about thinking at all. This is about moving beyond thinking and into the experience of, this is the way it is. This is what's happening. Why? I don't think God needs to explain that. You know, somebody wrote me a question the other day about my website. You know, he was fussing about, you know, well, I want to see about this, but why is this like this? Why is it? And I thought, you know, how insane is this? I mean, what kind of arrogance is this? This guy thinks that I need to respond to him and tell him why I do my website the way I do my website. It's just insane. And I think that's pretty much the way God thinks about Fred. When I start talking about how and why, just do it, man. Just go ahead and do it. You're going to do it anyway. Why not do it the easy way? Cooperate with the inevitable. Figure out which way the wind is blowing. Be willing to move in that direction. So thanks a lot. It's really to have a lot to say, except for this. I still think it's important. And I wanted to show off the new camera and see if I can. Now we have to see if I can upload this thing to YouTube. Thanks so much.